Good morning, Astro Ponderers. I'm Tess with your weekly metaforecast to bring the poetry of the skies down to the actuality of daily life. This episode is for the week of Monday, September 28th through Sunday, October 4th. Tis the season of the sunset, as the leaves turn warm and harmonious one by one. Libra is the sign of the setting sun, a theme of rest when the day is done. To see a sunset not only inspires rest, it also inspires a special type of union between yourself and the wider world. Illuminating the horizon, that wide dividing line, the stretch becomes contagious. Our own minds stretch with it, in question, and dream. As Lord Byron wrote, "Between two worlds life hovers like a star, twixt night and morn, upon the horizon's verge." In the season of the setting sun, a full moon becomes a night of dawn. Eyes wide open to the horizon this week, as the harvest moon approaches. Low in the sky for days surrounding the event, the moon will appear huge and likely tinted orange, like a pumpkin, to celebrate the first day of October, like a sunrise, as it will be in Aries, the sign of the dawn, at the time of dusk. Twilight skies and bright moonrise, eyes wide open to the horizon. Expect nothing less than these types of paradoxes during Libra season. Her scales are balanced, yet always scaling new heights, in order to view wider horizons. Balance is not static. In her spirit of rational thought, she is also aware of infinity, the numbers that never stop, the imagination that is wide like the horizon, the moon river that is wider than a mile. To cross it is to cross it in style, someday. The horizon is the sense of the beyond, which is bound up in the nature of reality itself. As theoretical physicist Brian Greene says, sometimes the true nature of reality beckons from just beyond the horizon. Mercury, the planet of perception, has moved into the intensified waters of Scorpio. Seeing is more like seeing through. A twilight week, a full moon with high tides, perfect for detective work to see where meaning hides. Venus, the seasonal planet in the dramatic sign of Leo until Friday, trining her lover Mars in Aries. Passions are a-brewin', and what will you be doin'? Good thing that giant moon will be tracking you down in case you forget to leave room for romance. As the world widens, so does the lion's stride. Funny how much more powerful we can feel in the presence of such beauty. Must be that dawn on the other side of the dusk, the true relationship with the will. Jupiter has been moving direct in Capricorn for a couple of weeks. Faith found its forward groove in a temperament of pragmatic striving. But what's this? After 6 months of retrograde, both Saturn and Pluto will be moving direct as well. Saturn, the planet of perseverance, will go forth on Wednesday, just before that full moon, and Pluto, the planet of empowerment, moves forward on Sunday. These strong archetypal characters will be scaling new heights with fervorous momentum to see wider vistas. Not only can the sea goat scale, he owns scales himself, as a creature of the sea, who can see the importance of imagination in this worldly endeavor. Imagination that stretches like the sea, like the horizon. As Michelangelo said, your greatness is measured by your horizons. Uranus in Taurus, the energizing of our own abilities. Neptune in Pisces, the romantic essence of what's so far away. The moon will briefly be in Aquarius on Monday before it slips into Pisces midday, a potent morning ripe with sudden understandings. She will wax more and more gibbous in Pisces, and likely cause traffic to slow for the next few days with her arresting beauty. In the spirit of Pisces, this low-sitting moon is all illusion in size, as our eyes trick us by comparing her to familiar surroundings. Wednesday night, she slips into Aries, and by the following evening, she is full with the promise of a new dawn, and traffic comes to a full stop. Likely tinted red or orange as we perceive her through a thicker atmosphere. As you surrender to the romantic atmosphere of this year's harvest moon, do you feel within you your vital forces strengthening? Moon illusion or not, which world is real? That of this magical moment, or that of any given Monday afternoon, when these forces may get scattered about? Is the world of the full moon moment more real, as we perceive ourselves whole in such surroundings? E.E. Cummings was born under a harvest moon. He said, "One's not half of two, two are halves of one." She will begin to wane in Aries through Friday, carrying all the energy of a new dawn in her midst. And by the weekend, we have a Taurus moon. A Taurus moon in Libra season is a double dose of Venus energy. The world is wide, in dream, in aroma, in time, in truth. Venus will be newly in Virgo, the sign of the harvest. The romance of the harvest shines on. Bounty in the width of life, the serenity of a sunset, the invigoration of a new dawn, new heights, bringing wider widths. Maybe that's how the smile was born. As always, happy astro pondering. For contact information and more, visit me at happyastropondering.com.